This is such and such, that one is such and such. We are all nagging about it. We are having a life better than all animals. Why do we have all these griefs? Yes?
Know that every pain is a piece of death. Expel part of death from you, if there be a means. When you cannot flee from the part of death, know that the whole of it will be poured upon your head.
Okay, look at the grief in your chest. What is this grief? This is a piece of death. Because life is happiness, death is grief. This is a part of it. Can you throw it out? No. If you cannot do this, you cannot defy the death. So you're already dead. Yes.
If the part of death has become sweet to you, know that God will make the whole sweet.
If you could make this pain in the chest sweet. It's a pain, right? Make it sweet. Add some tasteful thing to it. Then, even the death will be sweeter for you. Yes?
Pains are coming from death as messengers. Do not avert your face from his messenger, O foolish one. Whoever lives sweetly dies bitterly. Whoever serves his body does not save his soul. Sheep are driven from the plains. The fatter they are, the quicker they are killed. The night is past and dawn is come. O my soul, how long will you take up the tale of gold from the beginning?
You remember at the beginning? She was in love with the goldsmith. Here the man will say, give me a break. You're repeating that story of gold again and again? Didn't I explain a lot to you here? What are you thinking about? Yes?
You were young, and then you were more contented. You have become a seeker of gold. At first, you were gold, indeed.
Look at your brain. Yes, look at it. At the beginning, it will bring you happiness, because it's happy. Later on, seeking the gold and wealth, it will become bitter. See? You have to improve, not go backward. Yes?
You were a fruitful vine. How have you become unsaleable? How have you become rotten when your fruit is ripening? Your fruit ought to become sweeter and not move further backwards like rope makers.
You know rope makers? Rope makers, they stick the head up of the rope somewhere and they do this and they have to walk backward. Is it? Don't be like them. They're doing something different. You have to go forward. You have to add to the happiness of my life. How come that you're offering me the bitterness? Yes?
You are my wife. The wife must be of the same quality in order that things may go rightly.
Okay, wife, maybe, but normally this is pair, joft. You are my pair, like yin and yang, they are pair to each other. So we say you're my pair. So you have to look like me at least. How come that you're opposite? Look at the shoes. There is a left and right, but they're pair. Yes.
The married pair must match one another. Look at a pair of shoes or boots. If one of the shoes is too tight for the foot, the pair of them is of no use to you. Have you ever seen one leaf of a folding door small and the other large, or a wolf mated with the lion of the jungle?
See, there should be a harmony. You are a part of me. I'm the breath, I'm the soul, you're the intelligence. So we have to work together. We have to look like each other. In a way, we have to please each other. Yes?
A pair of sacks on a camel do not balance properly when one is small and the other of full size. I march with stout heart towards contentment. Why are you betaking thyself to revilement? In this fashion, the contented man, moved by sincerity and ardor, was speaking to his wife till daybreak.
You see what happened? All the argument at the night belongs to the lady. The man will take the opposite road and will tell all these stories, not because of thinking and intelligence, is ikhlas wasus. Ikhlas means purity. And sus means the flame inside, the burning flame in the heart. So the man doesn't think. He has a burning heart, which is that in the chest necessary to explain all these differences, and pure. We'll talk about this purity later. Anyhow, this was the argument of the man, the answer of the woman.
How the wife counseled her husband, saying, "Don't talk any more about your merit and rank. Why say ye that which you do not? For although these words are true, yet you have not attained to the degree of trust in God. And to speak thus above your station and devotional practice is harmful and exceedingly hateful in the sight of God." The wife cried out to him, saying, "O thou who makes reputation your religion, I will not swallow your spells anymore. Don't talk nonsense in your presumption and pretension. Be gone. Don't speak from pride and arrogance. How long pompous and artificial phrases? Look at your own acts and feelings and be ashamed. Pride is ugly, and in beggars more ugly. Wet clothes after a cold, snowy day. How long pretension and palaver and bluster? O thou whose house is as a house of the spider, when have you illumined your soul by contentment? Of contentment you have learned only the name. The prophet said, 'What is contentment? A treasure. You cannot distinguish the gain from the pain.'"
You see what's happening. First state, there is the argument, we'll see how it will change, because this is how logic works. The first is negation, that, whatever you said is not correct, because you cannot prove it. I see it differently, and how dare you to talk about this good stuff, because these are only good talkings. I don't see anything. Yes?
This contentment is the soul's treasure. Do not boast, O grief and pain to my soul. Don't call me thy mate. Don't flap so much. I am the mate of justice.
Here again is not mate, is that joke.
There, joke. Yeah. I am the mate of justice. I am not the pair of fraud. How are you walking with Amir and Bey when you are slitting the veins of the locust in the air? You are contending with dogs for the sake of a bone. You are wailing like an empty-bellied reed pipe.
So, the meaning of all this is, I don't believe in you. Who are you? You say things? Well, I don't believe in it. That was the first part of the argument. Now the second part of the argument. Yes?
Don't look at me dully with contempt, lest I tell